Hello, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Kaz.
This is Medibot.
And this is episode 32 of the Skulls Cast. And Medibot, I believe you're doing this one from a few feet above your desk.
Oh, yes. The extract is working gloriously.
Okay, well, I am safely away from that, and this is a pod cast. We're not up to the VOD technology yet, so I'll both have to take your word on that and continue to not think about it, though I continue to talk about it. It's no good. But on tonight's Skulls Cast, I have a deep and troubling question for Medibot.
Oh my. Are you and sure I'm the right sort of person for this?
No, I am certain.
Oh,
because
goodness.
You're there.
That makes it worse.
No, it could be that whoever is around, all right? And this is part of the problem with not doing a vodcast, because I would be able to demonstrate and you would know for certain what I'm talking about, and it would be like magic, all right? Mm-hmm. Like actual magic in real life. You would say, how is this possible? This is, what is this? And the problem is, it's a problem I have had for a long time. And it's that I have a pretty good head shape. I think I'm proud of my skull. And don't end the episode there. We haven't started. Sorry. I mean, I do like skulls, and it's part of the cast and everything. No, I'm rather fond of the shape of my skull and how everything happens up here. I'm reasonably happy with the inside of my head too, but that's not the part that's the problem. The part is that while my cranium is a perfectly fine-looking one, as soon as I put a hat on, it doesn't work. It immediately goes to shit. There's no way that any hat looks good on my head. I have tried every hat. It just doesn't work. No hat will look good on this head. And I don't understand why that is. You will go into any place at all that sells whatever kind of hat, and you'll say, Kaz, this hat looks good. Kaz, your head looks good. And then I'll put it on, and you'll be like, Kaz, you look like a douchebag.
Something went wrong.
And I don't know what it is. How is it so... Where's the magic formula about the combination of hat and head that turns everything to misery as soon as I put one on? And well, moreover, what kind of hats do I have left to try?
Well, here's the deal. When you was asked, you know, what is the magic formula, and you're actually not too far off from what modern hat experts have discovered to be the truth. That is the hat hash.
The hat hash?
Hat hash. There are more or less a finite number of different types of hats. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Well, not counting the boundless creativity of mankind to put new and ridiculous-looking things atop their heads, see the royal wedding from about a year ago, I think, with the crazy what the hell was that going on?
And an important thing to interject here, something that hat researchers would like the public to remember, not all things that go atop a head are hats. If they are not hats, they are not subject to the hat
the
laws
hat hash.
And formulae.
So there's no hat hash for a non-hat that goes on a head?
If it's not a hat, then no, it will not. It will very likely not fit into known hat hashing algorithms.
Okay, that's fair. Well, so I guess I can concede to your initial assumption there that indeed there is a finite number of hats in the world. This necessarily must be true. So we'll just go on that and say that, you know, even accounting for the boundless creativity of man, they're probably going to look like existing hats, so we're basically dealing with a finite set.
Well, actually, I think based on our current math, it's allowed, as long as we don't go over 2 to the 64th, we're okay.
Oh. Okay. Quickly pulls out calculator.
So as long as there are fewer than that many different types of hats in the world, our math should hold.
Uh-huh. 2 power... Holy bejeemum!
Our math is pretty solid at this point.
That's billion, trillions, don't know what the illions...
That's quadrillions.
Okay, like so lobsters. You're up to 18.4, hold the mustard on the Dillons.
Yes.
Okay.
As long as there are not more than that many different types of hats, our equations hold.
However, I think you're safe for now.
Yes.
For now.
Which is why our research continues, but getting back to the hat hash, a person's skull can have, you know, a much greater than that amount of minute variations in it. For us to mathematically represent a person's skull, we require more than 64 bits, in fact. I think currently... Yeah, I think skulls are represented with 512 bits.
Hmm.
So 2 to the 512 is the upper limit on distinct skulls that we can model with this. And what we've discovered is that we can take this mathematical representation of a person's skull, and, you know, that's 2 to the 512, and we hash it into something that's 2 to the 64th. And what this number will tell us is what hats will look good on a person.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Huh.
And so it is extremely rare, but still possible, for there to be a case where no hats look good on a person. The result of the hash is 0.
I think that's where I sit.
Now, keep in mind, this is very unlikely, and there are very many hats, and it's probably worth your while to keep looking.
Okay, what kind of very unlikely are we talking about?
Well, the only possible result that the only value out of our 2 to the 64 that means no hat will look good on you is 0. However, as some types of hats are very rare and exotic or perhaps even undiscovered by man, if only those hats look good on you, it will seem as though, and effectively behave as such, no hats look good on you.
I see. Hmm.
Now, of course, you could come into our lab and let our chief phrenologists analyze your skull.
Yeah, the phrenologists, it all comes back to those guys, doesn't it?
They're a very important part of modern medicine.
Okay.
We could, you know, remove your skull and perform the necessary tests on it.
Hey, now hold on. I'm not trying to remove my skull, just
yeah,
to figure out what
hat is
gonna...
Yeah, that's the problem with the method. Currently, we can't do it to people that are alive.
What?
Also, the process destroys the skull.
Do an MRI, make a 3D solid model of this.
That can't get us all the data we need.
A model can't get you all the data you need? What kind
of... Not all of it is visual.
Oh, okay.
A taste test is part of our analysis.
Of the skull?
Of the skull.
Okay, but you could take, like, a tiny bit, like, a little bit of unnecessary surgery. Maybe I'll do a little cosmetic, you know, implanting a diamond stud in there for, like, style, you know. Modify my skull a little bit. I would be down with that. If, in exchange, you could take a tiny little piece, enough for a taste. How much do you need for the taste test?
For the complete run of tests that are destructive, we need approximately, I think it's 10 ounces?
10 ounces?
Yeah.
Of skull? That I can't just give you that.
No, you can't. And that's why we can't do this for you until you're dead. Or until you no longer need your skull.
So I'll be able to know posthumously, or my progeny will be able to know posthumously that indeed these are the hats that your granddad or whatever could have worn in life, but never did. So there's going to be all these pictures of me and all these other people around me with their excellent hats, and they're like, wow, that looks so good. You know, Uncle Kaz isn't wearing a hat. Why is that? When it happens,
Billy,
you'll know. And then there'll be the secret photographs that are kept in the crypt. And then, you know, someone will tomb raid me and then discover the secret photographs of me wearing hats. And they'll be like, wow, this guy looked like a douchebag. I don't know.
It's a sad truth of the world we live in that not all people look good in hats. I don't look good in most hats.
Oh, come on. You have, like, 3 hats.
Well, I've been pretty lucky with my hat selection.
Yeah.
I inherited one that I have a pretty high hat-skull associativity index with.
And of course, I thought that was a hash. Get back to the hash.
The hash?
Let's settle this hash, and then I will be able to wear a hat with the hat hash. So just throw them at me. Throw them at me. Give me some examples of hat, and I'll tell you if I've worn it or not, and whether or not I look like a douchebag in it.
Okay, baseball cap.
I have definitely worn baseball caps. I was on a little league team, had to wear them then. My ears, like, poked out. I tried them, like, ears in, ears out. Like, both were uncomfortable, and neither looked terribly good, because it's like, why does that little kid have his ears tucked into his hat? That looks weird. And then, you know, I'd put him out and they'd be like, damn, that kid has some big ears, because it would enhance the size of ears relative to it's like smoothing down the rest of my hair around it, and it's like, whoopow! Ears! Yeah, no good. Definitely not. And that doesn't work either with the curled bill or, like, the flat bill, and doesn't work at any radial position relative to my... I guess it would be a circumferential radial location of bill position. None of them work.
Can't pull off the Ash Ketchum?
Nope, not the Ash Ketchum, not the Eazy-E. Can't pull off the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or the... what is that guy's name? Okay, the last one escapes me, but I can't have it pointing, like, out the bottom of my head, either.
Okay, so another hat. So you brought up your ears. So what about one of those, like, winter hats that has the flaps that go over your ears?
I can wear those in the deep winter, and only for comfort, because I look like a complete fool wearing them. I actually had one of those hats for a long time. And apart from looking like I was intelligent enough to keep warm, the entire rest of me looked like a fool. I just, like, my eye, it, like, the whole, it was too, like, forward for my face, so it would look like I have this tiny face inside this massive, like, rabbit on my head. It was like I had crawled into something that just died.
Like a bantha.
Hopefully not quite that disgusting, but yes.
How about those really tall hats that the Royal Guard in England wears?
Gotta say, I've never tried it. However, that's not the style of our time, so I'm pretty sure that apart from looking like a clown, I would not be able to get away with wearing that around.
About a clown hat?
What kind of clown hat?
I don't know. I don't know if there's such a thing as a clown hat.
Well, clowns wear lots of hats, usually quite silly.
Yes.
I mean, there's the clown who has, like, the tiny bowler that's sort of, like, on the forehead, and you don't even know how it's sitting there because it looks like it would just fall off. Yeah. And then you realize that there's a tiny wire that they've concealed that wraps around the head, and that keeps it stuck on. I had not considered wearing a tiny hat.
Tiny hat.
Which, I don't like my chances of making that work either.
I don't need to even ask about a beret. What else?
Yeah, you know, I did have a hat that was sort of like a beret for a long time. It was that I don't know quite what it's called, but it's basically like an old man golf cap kind of thing.
Oh yeah,
where it
like
does
a
have
flat a cap sort of.
Well, it has a bill, but the hat itself sort of folds forward, and there's a button on the bill that connects the hat to the bill.
Yeah.
And you can wear those forward or backward. And if you wear them forward, that's the old man's golf cap. And if you wear them backward, you're like a, I don't know,
Oliver
poet.
Twist.
Maybe you're Oliver Twist. I see, like, skateboarders doing that sometimes. Boy, no, I looked like a
modern day Oliver Twist.
Complete moron wearing that. I don't know why I kept it for so long. It was also the wrong size. Like, I could have actually gotten one that was correctly sized for my head, but I didn't. And so it was too small.
So the I did. Sombrero.
Impractical. I don't know if, I don't know about, like, good-looking or not. It would probably look all right. But then, you know, it would get in the way of my book bag. I would have to... Like, where do I keep this when I take it off?
On your head, Kaz.
I can't keep it on my head at all times. I have to take my hat off when I go indoors.
Oh.
That's the rule.
Moving on.
Hmm.
You know, maybe just a smaller straw hat. Stetson. Cowboy hat. Now I'm grasping, Kaz.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest.
I've worn cowboy hats. I think I have technically worn a Stetson because the Waldorf that I have came from a Stetson catalog, but that's a costume hat, and it's the, you know, the one, the big gray top hat that I have that's fanned out at the top, and it's called the Mad Hatter.
Yes.
And I've, you know, I have a really good Mad Hatter costume, but that's, I mean, oh yes.
Maybe
you
could be the Mad Hatter in real life.
I don't want to be the Mad Hatter in real life. I'm just trying to dabble in the hash. I'm not becoming a haberdasher. I'm a hasher dabbler.
Uh-huh. Very well.
Wizard hat.
Pointy wizard hat.
Hmm. I could probably pull off a wizard hat that had, like, a... Like, it just sort of points to the side up at the top. Like, it sort of falls and points out, maybe. I don't see myself doing the full-on spiral cone.
No, it
points
doesn't...
Points to the stars wizard cap.
If you see a wizard wearing one that actually points straight up and they're less than 300 years old, they're trying to impress someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. I look okay in hoodies. So is there some hat that's like just a hood that would not look weird? Just like hood hoodie minus E, I guess? Like
I
the rest
think,
of the
those
things E.
really exist? Like you could just wear a hood, but then it looks sort of like a bonnet?
Yeah.
And then
it
things
sort
get
of
a little
like a bonnet.
Weird.
Or like the generic cap from Diablo 2.
Yes.
It's just called Cap, and it looks like nothing anyone ever wore.
Oh, there
were
so many wonderful
wore.
Hats in that game, but that's a discussion for another time.
Lots
how about
of wonderful
the hat that Jughead wears?
Wait, the little crown thing?
That's a real hat.
I thought
those
that only,
people,
like...
People wore those
I
before
that,
Jughead wore those.
I thought that he wore those, and the little imps from Japanese folklore wore those. And, like, old-timey monks got their heads shaved to look like those. And that was it. I didn't think that was a real thing.
Those are real.
Those are real?
Yes.
Well, I've never tried it. I guess I could give it a shot.
You could try being the Jughead.
It would certainly be unique in my experience.
Has
I will
ever...
try it. No. I think what I will honestly at first try is a straw hat. One that's... You know, that kind that's vaguely fedora-shaped, but not itself a fedora.
Yeah.
That has a, like either a silk or just ribbon band around it, and it's really light. And because I've heard that no one looks bad in that hat. Like, it's like you put this on any human, it's like, bam.
Our hat researchers do indicate that this hat has a high versatility quotient.
Mm. Could there be the universal hat donor? Because I know for a fact there is a universal hat receiver out there. Like, it ain't me. I'm the opposite of that. I don't.
And stylishly wear any hat.
Absolutely.
Or woman.
Yes. Man or woman who can just put on a hat.
Pull off any.
Bam.
Hat.
Think Bjork can do that, for instance. It's like, this
is
Bjork.
You have to study Bjork's skull.
This is Bjork plus hat. And it's just like, okay, she can wear any hat.
We have to
acquire
her skull for science. But I don't want to destroy Bjork. I'd be history's greatest monster.
All right. What you have to do...
Pork pie hat.
I don't play the saxophone.
You could learn.
I guess. Better I could brush up on the trumpet that I was forced to play long ago and do that. Pork pie hat. Ooh, what about a deer stalker?
I don't know what that is.
I'm gonna bring that back. That's the Sherlock Holmes hat.
Not deer stalker, a deer stalker.
Yes.
With an A.
Yes.
God bless his heart. Maybe. Mm. You might have to take up smoking.
See, that's the problem. I don't want to have to, like, also have a pipe in order to make the hat look right.
So
or a
it's
beard.
A complex hat.
You know, I can't really grow a beard that looks like anything either. So if the hat requires beard, then I'm out, you know? It's gotta look okay clean shaven. Clean shaven.
I could suggest
hat.
One other type of hat, but I'm not sure it would be prudent for me to suggest that
what?
Type of hat.
Hey, okay, come on now, out with it. You're gonna tease me with that. That's what the whole episode is about, is trying to find a hat that fits my head.
How would you
that
look in my hat?
I don't think so.
You don't think
For
so?
For one, it would not be on your head, and then you would immediately get antsy and be like, what's wrong with the universe, until you put another
true.
Hat on.
It's true, I'd grow very cross very quickly.
Yeah.
What if it's merely a
but
similar
I could,
hat?
I could wear a similar hat in winter and still look like an idiot.
And I can wear it in the summer and look like the smartest man for miles around.
Yeah. It's just that hat, that head.
It
Forget about it. Forget it's, about it.
Over the years, mm-hmm. it has shaped my skull and my skull has shaped it.
The two
I have to put
have
it on in a certain alignment.
Grown
or
together.
It will naturally
like
rotate to the correct one.
Line of barbed wire through an old oak tree on the top of a hill.
A barbed wire hat.
I'm not wearing a barbed wire hat.
It's good for self-defense.
It's good for self-inflicted wounds.
How would... No, that would hurt other people that tried to, like, hit you on the top of the head.
They're going to be hitting me not with themselves, but with weapons, which I don't think the barbed wire is going to protect against, let alone hurt the person wielding the sword, umbrella, fish, other bludgeon, cat, bullet. Sounds
okay.
Like the Chinese menu I was looking at the other night. Multi-pepper...
Oh, no, it would be no good against the multi-pepper. It would slip right through the cracks.
Could I wear a hat that looked like a pepper, kind of? That has that sort of, like, duck shape?
That's it. You have to wear a... You bake bread.
Mm-hmm.
What is the hat worn by people who bake bread?
Hairnet?
No. Like the tall hat.
What, a chef's hat?
Yeah, but it's not quite as big as big at the top when you're a baker.
Oh, they have the Chef Boyardee, like, floppy mushroom chef hat.
Yeah, that's like the chef hat, but then the baker hat is, like, mostly just straight up. You look like Benny Maru from King of Fighters.
Oh, just a baker's pipe?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The pipe.
But, I mean, wearing that around just all the time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sitcoms have taught us anything. It's that characters never change their easily identifiable stylistic choices.
I mean, maybe if we're talking anime sitcoms, where all the characters look the same unless you change what color their hair is.
I think Seinfeld wore, like, three different shirts throughout the whole series.
Maybe Kramer wore three different shirts.
Might be thinking of Kramer.
And he had the hair at all times, fine. However, they changed clothes because they were characters of real humans.
well, we can...
Certainly by this point, Kaz, in the sitcom or rom-com of his life, has not styled himself as a hat wearer. It just has not happened yet. Neither Haberdasher nor Dabber Hasher would be able to do anything with this head. I'll just have to accept it. And if I ever need to...
Like, what we can do, I can be your designated hat wearer. If there's ever a hat you wish to wear, you give the hat to me and I put it on.
It would be like a poison taster.
Yes.
Honestly, that wouldn't work so well. Because you and I are not very visually similar, and we're not, like, related. But I do have several brothers. Many of them could be used as hat poison sniffers.
Hat simulacra. What's the plural of simulacrum?
I'm pretty sure it's simulacra. All right. Well, we have a plan, and that involves computing a hash, which I don't know how to do, so I'm going to let you do it.
That's fine. I'm a botanist. I know how to do these things.
Okay, fair enough. And obtaining a hat that looks like a duck, putting it on one of my brothers, probably one of my little brothers, and the straw hat. It's not, like, actual straw, but it's, like, I just don't know what to call that hat. There's not enough...
It's a straw-style hat.
The organ that we use to perceive hats is comparatively not evolved to our other senses. Our eyes and ears, very well evolved. They're completely and capably formed to perceiving known events in the universe. Hat sense... We're idiots.
Not so
it's like
much.
Comparing our noses to a dog's nose. The hat sensor, nothing. Nothing at all compared to... what's that animal that can really sense hats?
Oh god, is it bumblebees?
I think it is. Like, you can take out your calipers or your gazing glass or whatever you use to torture animals with and observe a bumblebee
just a
close
machete.
Up. You're not going to be able to do this with a machete.
Can't with a very small machete.
You just need to observe the damn bumblebee.
Yeah.
Not chop it to bits. You don't have to slice the head off before you observe the cool hat that it is definitely wearing because they have an advanced sense of hat. Man. And here it's supposed to be a thing that humans have pretty much figured out by now. I mean, we've been... adapting the style of the hat since, like, the first man put a dead squirrel on his head way back when. I mean, geez, what was that? 1978?
I think it was 76.
1976. And in all that time, never a hat for Kaz.
No hats. who cares?
Well, lest I go hatless through life for the entire rest of the night, I think we're going to call it a wrap. Do you have anything else to say about hats?
I mean, people can sometimes be nervous about trying new hats. I know I was for a while because I was very attached to my usual hat. But if you really let yourself explore the potential of hats, you can really... You can get a better understanding of yourself, and you can express yourself better, and you'll be able to find something that really does a good job of accenting your skull.
Skulls!